Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Let us see what's happening in the tech side of things. Firstly, two things that I would like to mention. Rain South Africa, which is obviously the internet service provider, has got hold of a service called GeForce Now. Now, it's been running for almost a year. I think it's less than a year. It's almost like 8 months now that it's been running. You pay a subscription for GeForce Now, and then what you do is, by means of the internet, you connect to a gaming computer or to a gaming hosting computer, and then you basically stream the games. So you don't have to keep the games on site. What you need is you need a quite capable, not a gaming computer, but you need a good enough computer with a decent screen, and then you access the processing power of the internet as well as the gaming computer that you connect to. I think it is pretty cool. Only downfall, they've got limited subscribers currently in South Africa, meaning not all people can connect. We are looking, they don't even release the numbers that's there, but go to the Rain website, see if you can sign up. Well, the second thing and how it works is you actually then sign up. You get 3 hours of gameplay a day in which you can access the server. Otherwise, you need to enter the queue to open up the servers again. And it's going to cost you $200 a month. I don't think that's a lot. I feel that is actually quite decent. Remember, what you're getting for $200 a month is access to the games GeForce has, and you're basically getting a gaming computer, because you don't need to then purchase a computer. However, do bear in mind that $2,000 or for $200 rather, it's going to cost you, and you can only play 3 hours a day. If you want 8 hours a day, the fee just jumps up to $400. Still not expensive, but I feel can be quite cool. Then, what's also interesting with regards to gaming, esports, which is obviously gaming online, the prize money for the latest competition, get this, matches the prize money that you get from winning Wimbledon. What's Wimbledon? Probably the most well-known tennis competition in the world. I'm talking about Novak Djokovic, Roger Federer, Andy Murray, those type of guys, Andre Agassi, right? The premium of the premium of the premium tennis players have won Wimbledon. You're going to match the fees if you win the esports. I'm not saying that that's ludicrous. What I'm trying to say is that's how intensive esports has become, right? It's become such a worthwhile endeavor that if you can make it, which I don't think a lot of people make, because we all know Roger Federer, but we don't know the 10th best tennis player. You understand what I mean? So it's not something that everyone can achieve, but it's something that someone will be able to achieve, and that will give you a great financial income. Try your best, see if you can do it. Probably it's totally worthwhile. Then the third thing that I would like to mention this evening is, we all know that Sir Kiniko has plunged into business rescue. That unfortunately it seems they are doing better, but still people aren't going to the movies. If we've fallen into the trap of streaming services and then you realize like, wow, right, let's go for a night out, and then you don't know, it's obviously not the case now, but then you don't know whether there's electricity at the mall because it's, how great is that? I can't even remember the name. It's load shedding. There we go. It might be load shedding, so you can't go to the mall. It's not helping Sir Kiniko at all. They've got about 1 million people visiting them, whereas New Metro has got about 800,000, and then we've got all these little smaller companies. I feel personally that, and they've made it public, that the average trip to a Sir Kiniko is going to cost you about 450 rand per person. I might be wrong, but I think I see the problem. That is a lot of money. That is seriously a lot of money to pay to sit in a cinema, to drink Coke, which I can buy at the local grocery store, to eat popcorn, which is also, I personally know the farmer that farms the popcorn for Sir Kiniko. So I can get that. And then just watching it on a big screen, it's going to cost me 420 rand more than the experience, for the experience. I don't know. I love it. I absolutely love going to movies. But it's just not part of my budget currently.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.